Hello and welcome back to another Fishing Solo, part of our Casting Nets podcast. As we continue a look at the book of Philippians, we do pick up in our chapter 3, looking at verse 12 and going through verse 16. We read from Paul as he writes, "Not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus also took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it yet, but there is one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, straining toward the things that are ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let all of us who are mature continue to think this way. And if you think differently about anything, God will reveal this to you too. Only let us think the same thing and walk in line with what we already have obtained." As I think about this part of the verse, a part of the chapters in Philippians, We've been seeing Paul just give every reason to rejoice. He has been giving every reason to stand firm in the faith that we have, to know what it is, the gift of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has given through sins forgiven, through his life, death, and resurrection upon the cross. And now, as he's coming close to the end of his letter, he's summing all of this up, right? He's summing it all up into one fell swoop as he says, "Now, what I really, really would love to see happen, what I really would love to see going on is that you would run this race, that you would strive and struggle to continue to remain in the faith," as we would say. You see, that's one of the blessed gifts that is given to us as Christians, right? The blessed gift as Christians, as the Spirit has worked in us, as the Spirit has already claimed us, we now have this ability to continue to gather around the Word of God. We have this wonderful gift to continue through the Spirit to will and to want and to desire those wonderful things that the Lord would have for us, and that is to gather around his word, gather around his sacraments, do what is good, and live in this freedom of being a Christian, living in the freedom of the gospel, and knowing that the gospel has now set us free to be free indeed. And this is exactly what Paul is talking about. He's sharing with us this wonderful race, the struggle that he's having, right? The struggle to obtain what it is that has been promised to him, this salvation, this eternal life, this perfection in Christ. Knowing that we are at the same time sinner and saint, knowing at the same time that there is this struggle, that we're not perfect yet. We will be perfect when we are called home, when we are with the Lord, but we are not perfect yet. But that doesn't mean we don't struggle. There's always the walk of the Christian, one step forward and two steps back. It's always a pressing on, a struggling to obtain this wonderful gift, to be once again firm in this belief. One of the things that I've often thought myself was a wonder was the idea that you can always create a habit, right? You can always create a habit out of pretty much anything. There's habits that form people who bite their nails, habits that form with people who do all sorts of things. They say it's habit forming. One thing that I found out that is not habit forming is reading the Bible, going to church, doing those types of things. Whenever it comes to things of faith, I've noticed they are not habit forming. Here's the case in point. They say that if you do things for about a month, you will have created a habit. So if you do it regularly for a month, every single day in that month, you will create a habit. Try reading your Bible every single morning for an entire month. As soon as the month is over, wake up in the morning and you will have that same urge to not read your Bible as you had the very first day that you started reading your Bible. Go to church every single Sunday of every month. In fact, since you have 30 days in a month, 31 days in a month, just go to church for almost a half a year, right? From more than a half a year. Go to the whole year. Just make it 52 Sundays. Go to church. Next year, you'll have the same struggles of, do I really want to go to church? Do I really want to wake up that early? Do I really want to do this? I have other better things to do. Why is that? And I think it's because there's a struggle that's innate with being a Christian. There's a struggle that is always there between the sinner and the saint, the simul, right? We talked about that before, that we are sinners and yet saint, that it was Paul who greatest missionary, right, the world has ever seen, still struggled and said, I'm the worst of sinners. The good I want to do, this I can't do. And the evil I don't want to do, this I do all the time. What a wretched man am I. We would all stand as Christians and say with Paul those same exact words. And so these wonderful words that he gives to us here to the Philippians, to rejoice in the freedom of Christ, to rejoice in the forgiveness of sins, to rejoice in the humiliation and the exaltation of Jesus Christ for us, to rejoice in what we just celebrated this last Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord, in the peace that comes from knowing that our sins are buried there in the tomb and that our Christ lives for us and that in him we too shall live. Knowing all of those things still is a struggle. Being in faith in all of those things by the Holy Spirit is still a struggle as we live out our daily lives in this freedom. It's still a running of this race. It's still a struggling, attaining, a striving towards a goal. And sometimes it means forgetting, right? Forgetting those things that came behind us, for the mistakes that we had made, the problems that we had. Forgetting those things, because we can't run a race looking behind us. We'll trip and fall. And so we realize that the Lord has taken care of those things. The Lord has forgiven us and has placed us back on the path. And we are walking now towards this wonderful goal of heaven. For the mature, it might be something for us to understand, right? For those of you who are listening, who are mature, for those who are rooted in faith and grounded in their Savior, who are standing under the beams of the cross, this might sound as something that you're doing already and you're saying, yeah, it's struggling. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, this is a striving. Yes, and I need to remind myself to forget. But then there are those who maybe are not as strong, those who are just starting their journey, those who are just learning and growing in the faith, or haven't yet started to grow as much, or are not the trees that we have in many of our congregations of those stalwart Christians who have weathered many storms and their roots grow deep into the Spirit and into the Word of God. And so we have this encouragement for them as well, right? As you continue to struggle with studying God's Word, as you continue to struggle with coming to church and gathering around the means of grace, these things will become apparent to you. These things will become a part of you. These things will become a joy for you, worth rejoicing. And that's the blessing that we have today, a blessing that is given to us in a struggle, a rejoicing in a struggle, a freedom that's given to us, yet we struggle as sinner, as saint, as one who is promised all eternity, a gift won for us through Christ Jesus, our Lord, and yet one who looks and says, it's not here now, I don't have it now, and yet the promise is still ours, it's ours. And so we struggle as we continue to live. We struggle as we continue to gather. We struggle as we continue to find hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, find hope in his words, and not just an empty hope, a certain hope, a living hope, a living certainty that life is ours both here and in eternity because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He has paid for our sins. He has wiped us clean by the Spirit, the waters of baptism, through his gospel message. We are now placed into Christ. And we're strengthened in that through the means of grace, right? Through the very Lord's Supper that we receive, body, blood, bread, and wine, in with and under together, real presence of Christ for us. And those things are good, and those things are a struggle for us to gather around, to remember, but they are joy. Joy for us now, and joy for us into the future. Thank you once again for joining us as we've gathered to listen to another episode of Fishing Solo. And I hope you have a very blessed week. We'll catch you again later this week as we finish up the third chapter of the book of Philippians. But until then, my dear brothers and sisters, I wish you God's richest blessings. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay centered in Jesus Christ. Amen.